A few days later, Sting, Stuart and I are in the half-constructed basement of a gay hairdresser's flat up on Finchley Road in North London, morosely banging about and not really having a good time. The room is damp and the air thick with the stink of plaster, concrete and paint. We're about to chuck it in when either Sting or I suggest that maybe we try out his new song, Roxanne. At the moment, it's a bossa nova, which is a problem, not because it doesn't work that way, but because in the prevailing climate, it would be suicidal to go Brazilian. We already have enough problems, so how should we play it? We have to heavy it up and give it an edge. We decide to try it with a reggae rhythm, at which point Stuart starts to play a sort of backward hi-hat and tells Sting where to put the bass hits. Once the bass and drums are in place, the right counterpoint for me to play is the four in the bar rhythm part. Now we have three separate parts, and with a vocal line over the top, it starts to sound like music. We are all pleased with it, but have no idea just how important this song will become for us.